99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
To Australia we go. Setting the bar.
Crikey.
Crikey.
I don't know why we're going there, but I'm just going to say crikey.
Yeah, setting the bar. These are stories we give you every single day that sets the bar for your day very low. Instead of setting it very high for you, something to achieve, it sets the bar for you very low as something that you can almost with certainty accomplish.
Avoid.
Yeah, or avoid.
Yeah,
right.
Just don't do this.
Yeah, so to Australia we go. If you can manage to make it through the day without allowing, 12-year-olds to gamble at your casino, then you're doing okay.
Oopsies.
I mean, to be fair, you know, everybody needs a shot to win, right?
Sure. They do, I think, have maybe similar restrictions in Australia about the age of gambling.
Yeah, they actually do. You're right. Okay. You're right. It's not a America only. You have to be over the age of, 18 or 21 or something like that to gamble?
I don't even know.
There was a 12-year-old girl was among three minors caught gambling at one of the biggest gambling casinos there in Sydney, the Star Sydney. Now been fined about $64,000.
Whose money were they gambling with? I can't imagine they had loads themselves.
Her mom.
Okay.
So surveillance footage showed them being snuck into the casino by mom, putting about 24 bets on poker machines. There was another 16-year-old girl that entered through a VIP area with another one of her friends. So.
Wow.
And she was actually served some booze at the bar, so that 16-year-old knows how to party, obviously.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
This sounds like an operation. Like, these kids were the mom's operatives.
Maybe.
Like, listen, she's thinking, I'm going to divide and conquer. Like, I'm going to send all of you out, and the more people that I have gambling for me, the better the possibility I'm going to hit it big.
Yeah, the better my odds.
Then,
right.
I'm going to keep the money.
And you know what? You guys can get some booze at the bar. It's fine. They serve you. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Just tell them that, you know, you're old enough.
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, I would. Most of the bartenders would assume that if you're actually at the casino, you're old enough, right?
Maybe.
Yeah. So
look,
no
there's
word.
There's a lot of really good anti-wrinkle creams out there on the market.
Right. No word on how much or if they did hit big there at the casino. Regardless, the Star Sydney has been fined about $64,000. I think they've got enough money to cover it.
You know, I'm not a parenting wizard or expert by any means, but I do feel real good about the fact that I've never done this.
Yeah, but how are they going to learn, Kelly?
Well, I think... We just tell them.
You're
going
to send them to their uncles to learn the how to gamble and to do poker?
Sure.
All right. So
I don't know.
Maybe that. All right. To Australia, if you can manage to make it through the day without allowing 12-year-olds to gamble at your casino, then you're doing okay.
Yeah, that's against the rules.
But again, how else are they going to learn?
Well,
all right. Sorry.
I think
that's...
we just let them learn later.
Organically.
Be honest, I never had that lesson myself.
Ah, well, there you go. Maybe you would have benefited from being a 12-year-old inside a casino.
Maybe.
That's setting the bar on 99.7 EJX.